Rachel Lindeen live in the studio joining me today from the Greater Burlington Partnership. And it has been a strange year. We had Jeremy Hess last week talking about the fact that live in-studio guests, we haven't had a lot of them. In fact, Jeremy was sort of, I said, you were the last one before everything shut down. And then, Rachel, we've had you on the phone a lot.
Yeah, good morning.
With the Farmers Market, which was, one of the few events that was able to keep going on, even though it was obviously structured different. And
absolutely.
You know, the other thing is that with this coronavirus or COVID-19 mentality, we talk about normal. Well, it's really the new normal. We really don't know. That's what's been frustrating for, I think, a lot of business and a lot of people in general is the fact we don't have an end time or an end date.
I know. Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah, good morning. It's nice to be in studio with you this morning and in person. It's a nice change from the summer of on the telephone. So good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you, too. And it's everything has been, well, I think probably the word that's been used more than any other word in the last 7 months is virtual.
That's right. Good segue, because we hosted virtual candidate forums for the upcoming general election.
And how many candidates did you actually have?
Absolutely. So we, the Greater Burlington Partners Government Relations Committee, I cannot take any credit for this because it is the work of a committee, hosted local contested races. So the committee hosted a forum for the sheriff, the Des Moines County Sheriff, the Des Moines County Supervisors candidates, and the Iowa Senate District 44. They're all available on greaterburlington.com. It was a great time. We asked different questions, everything from why are you running to maybe different things of how it could affect the business community. I found them all to be extremely insightful.
Okay.
So I highly recommend you go check out greaterburlington.com. There are 3 YouTube links right now for the local contested races. And later this week, we are doing a Q&A with Sandy Dockendorf, who is running for state representative, District 88. So we will have all 4 up soon.
By the way, I will also I will say it again, that coming up next week, we will have on Tuesday and on Friday, we will have a replay of all of the candidate profiles of all of the contested races in Des Moines County, and we will be doing the 4 supervisors candidates all in our Tuesday 9 o'clock hour, and we will be doing the 2 Senate candidates in the first part of the 9 o'clock hour on Friday, and the 2 sheriff candidates in the second half of the hour. And all of those interviews, by the way, are also podcasts that you can now access at KBUR.com. So we're kind of plugging each other and plugging.
Absolutely. I think it's important to get those issues out, and the more you can be an educated voter. I know the voting right now is going on early, and I'm still one of the people that is going to go on Election Day.
You know, and advertising has just been intense, and I don't know how else to describe it. I think Colin used the term hyperbolic.
That's a great adjective, yes.
But it is, I think it's an election that, I think I don't know how much change will be happening. The experts, they all seem to have their opinions in there, but I don't think anybody really knows what's going to happen on this.
No, nobody knows. Nobody knows like the end date of coronavirus either.
And we're sort of in that what do we call it? What are those swing states that they all talk about? Yet, you know, too close to call, and
yeah.
And we could go one way or the others. And I guess it's one of those things. You're as the event coordinator, I mean, as we look towards events that are coming up, I know there are a lot of events that have been modified and changed. I know the downtown holiday lighted parade is not happening, but you've got Witches Night?
So this Friday is Witches Night Out from 5 to 8 o'clock, and really what it is it's a twist on Ladies Night Out. So think fun, think bring your girlfriends, go downtown for great food, fun shopping. And the other thing you can do is You have the opportunity to buy a witch hat, and then at participating businesses, you go along and you decorate it as you go. So there is a Facebook event out there called Witches Night Out on downtown Facebook page, but that is this Friday. You can pre-purchase your hat and your map on greaterburlington.com as well. And there should be some available that night, but quantities are limited.
Now, the downtown holiday, or not downtown, but the downtown open house is happening on Sunday the 8th, right?
That's correct. So that is a downtown staple, and it's really a great opportunity to kick off your shopping this holiday season. And I think, you know, one thing that is going to be affected sometimes is our shopping habits. So we encourage you to shop early, shop safe. There's a whole list of Greater Burlington Chamber of Commerce members on our website, and downtown is kicking off their holiday season on November 8th. You can register at participating businesses for downtown dollars for free. So you get paid to shop.
I believe that's noon. Is it noon to four?
Noon to four, correct.
Okay, noon to four on that. Also want to emphasize something. The holiday lighted parade's not going on, but that very night there will be a Christmas tree lighting and a special program in front of Memorial Auditorium, right?
I was happy to hear that they're still able to do the Christmas tree. That was an awesome thing for downtown last year. And you're correct. So the parade is not happening, unfortunately, but what we are doing is still, you can participate. Your local organization can partner with a downtown business and light up a downtown window. So instead of a parade of local businesses and some organizations are coming together to light up the downtown Burlington business windows.
All right. So, well, the best thing we can hope for is that we do find an end date and an end time sometime, hopefully soon, and that we can have real normal instead of the new normal.
That's right. And, you know, I think it's going to be pretty cool because Santa, I can't believe we're going to talk about Santa and Christmas this soon, but Santa will still be visiting his college. His cottage will still be there. You'll just be able to drop off your letter, and he will read it on Facebook later.
All right. There you go. Okay. The way to do it in the new era, the new normal, and we've got Rachel Lindeen. Rachel, by the way, also, Haunted Auditorium's going on every weekend from now through Halloween, so don't miss the scary four floors of terror.
So much to do.
So much to do. Rachel, thanks. Have a great day.